You know, everybody asks that you go from Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Chazoyin, Chazoyin Yeshayo with the Nigun of Eicha, and then you have Tisha B'Av, and then literally at the end of Tisha B'Av, it's a countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Right, especially this year, you're already allowed to shave Matzah Yom Kippur. You don't have to wait until Chatzos even. So it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom! And then it's already Shabbos Nachem, when you're preparing, who's bringing the booze, and how do you go from Shabbos? Let's be honest. What are you rolling your eyes for? Like, seriously? Are you drinking grape juice on Shabbos? So how do you go from Shabbos Chazoin to Shabbos Nachamu in an instant? How do you even make sense of it? How do you reconcile it? So he said, Gevaldik, he was telling me that yesterday we read the Kinnis, right? Arzei Alvonoin, and we were talking about Rabbi Akiva, who was one of the Asara Ruge Malchus, and it's one of the most moving of all the kinnis, and we talk about all the terrible tsaras that happened. So Rabbi Akiva was killed, right? That's yesterday. We mourned it. But what happened this morning? This morning, Klal Yisrael woke up, and we learned Zvachim Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph. And we learned the Machloikis Tanoim, how to understand the Parasha in Parasha Shmini. And it was a Machloikis amongst the Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon on one side, and Rabbi Nechemya on the other side. You know what Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nechemya had in common? They were all Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. You know what the Nechama is? You know what the Nachamu is? It's true. It was terrible. Churban Beis HaMikdash. And things are far from perfect. We're in Gullis. And we're going to be in Gullis. Actually, Yibana Beis HaMikdash B'mher B'yameinu. But at the same time, we have an Nechama. We can wake up the next morning with Nachim. You know why? Because we have the Torah. And even though Rabbi Akiva was killed, and he was killed brutally by the Romans, it's true. It was terrible. Arzei Halvonin. And we mourn it. We mourn it on Tisha B'Av, and we say it on Yom Kippur, and for the Tzadikim, Tikkun Chatzos. But at the same time, 9 to 5, we remember, it's really 24-7, we remember that we still have with us the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. We're sitting this morning, we're learning Rabbi Yehuda as in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lahi, and Rabbi Shimon as in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, like the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Samech Beis, and the Tana Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Akiva was killed, but his Torah is something that continues, and that's the Nechama. You know, the Vilna Gaon says is that when do we say Nachim on Tisha B'Av? We say Nachim by Mincha. Why by Mincha? Says the Vilna Gaon, because that's when Churban Beis HaMikdash started. So Churban Beis HaMikdash started Mincha time. That's why you say Nachim by Mincha. You would think the Ikar Avelos should be by Mincha. Right? What happens? After Chatzos, that's when we dial down the Avelos. You would think it's just the opposite. After Chatzos, you already sit, you can put the chairs and the tables, and already you say Nachim no less. Shouldn't it be just the opposite? Says the Vilna Gaon, take a look at a Rashi Masechtas Kedushin, where Rashi quotes a Chazal. And the Chazal that he's referring to is Mizmar La'asif, David HaMelech, Sol Baruch HaKodesh, that there was going to be Churban Beis HaMikdash. And he sang Shira, Fregin Chazal, Mizmar La'asif, Kinnah Mibayle. He should have sat down, he should have wrote a Kinnah. We should have said it yesterday. Why is it in Sefer Tehillim? Why is it Mizmar La'asif? Said David HaMelech, because I knew that the Yidden were going to do Averis, and I was afraid when the Yidden are going to do Averis, Hashem would let out his anger at Klal Yisrael, and that would be the end of Klal Yisrael. But now that I see Baruch HaKodesh, that when Yidden do Averis, Hashem is going to spare Klal Yisrael. What he's going to do is he's going to take away the Beis HaMikdash, which is terrible, it's horrible. But at the same time, there'll still be Klal Yisrael. He sang Shira, there was a Mizmor. Says the Goyin, that when Mincha time comes on Tisha B'Av, and we remember Churban Beis HaMikdash, there's two emotions that are supposed to go through the Yid at the same time. On the one hand, he's supposed to think Chazon Yeshayahu Ben Amoitz. He's supposed to mourn Churban Beis HaMikdash. But at the same time, he's supposed to remember Nachim. Because in Churban Beis HaMikdash is Nachamu Nachamu Ami. He remembers that it's true. The Beis HaMikdash was taken away. And like the Panovich Rav said when he went to the Arch of Titus, he said, Titus, Titus, where are you and where are we? The Baal, you took away Rabbi Akiva. You killed him brutally. There's a Chazon Yeshayahu Ben Amoitz. But at the same time, Yid I'm going to celebrate Shabbos Nachamu this week. You know what the Shabbos Nachamu is? It's this morning's daf. It's Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Nechemya, it's the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's Torah lives on. And you can have Klal Yisrael without a Beis HaMikdash. We're proof of that. You can have Klal Yisrael without the Torah. And that's the Nechama. The Nechama is that despite everything that happened yesterday and everything that they tried to take away, we started this morning with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Nechemya.